Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie.
We are so glad that you are joining with us today in this devotional time, and we're just going to scoot on closer to the Lord and scoot on closer to His Word. And in fact, Jeannie, I see you've got a whole lot of notes over there today, and I know you've been doing a lot of research. So we're moving into a very interesting subject. Angels and end times. How does that sound?
Yes. And it could go on and on and on, but we're going to try to be concise.
Okay.
So you can do your own research if you want to do more.
And please do.
So we talked about yesterday, Daniel being concerned about what the future holds, especially for his people. And the angel Gabriel came and visited him, and he gave him an update. Or download, is that what you would call it? Of what was going to happen immediately and way off in the future. So we know that there were, how many years?
490.
But okay.
It's 70 weeks of years. And the first 69 weeks of years carried us straight through to the Messiah coming, Jesus. And also him being cut off is the way that Gabriel put it. Mm-hmm. And so now we're waiting for this last 7 years.
Right.
We're in this time of grace right now. That's what we were explaining.
Right. And the angel told Daniel, because he was confused about the latter prophecy towards the end. And the angel told him, seal up the book until the time of the end.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So it's like, this is information that is being saved for us today.
Right. Towards the end time, we will understand it, which we believe right now that we're in that generation. So it makes a whole lot more sense than it would have made to Daniel.
Absolutely. And
we know that at the end times, this sealed book was a mystery to him. But in Revelations, remember Apostle John, he was taken up and he saw heaven and he saw the seals of the book broken and opened. So it's kind of a neat connection right there, because we do have that insight.
Absolutely. We're looking at what was sealed up with Daniel is revealed to us through the book of Revelation and the writings of John.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to take a little quick peek at that 7 year period of time. We're going to try to get through it real quick, but leading up to this 7 years, it's talking about all the stress that's going to be across the whole world between nations, economics. Everything's going to be in chaos.
Health.
Yeah.
And every area.
And when we heard this in the beginning, back when we were in high school, we thought, how could it something include the whole world?
That's right.
But even what we're going through right now, we can see how economically the whole world could collapse and be in real trouble. Mm-hmm. And there is a lot of
socially, politically,
right?
And health-wise, absolutely.
Right. So we see ourselves being set up with these things happening. And again, as you listen to this, don't get afraid, because God has a plan. Okay?
Right.
That's what Daniel got comfort from, too.
Right. I like to tell people, as we move into these things that have been prophesied before Christ returns, things are not falling apart. Things are falling together.
Into God's plan.
That is right.
So the stage is being set. Sorry. The stage
don't
is being
all choked up about this, are you?
No, I just didn't breathe right. The stage is being set for this world leader. And we're told in the prophecy that this world leader, he's going to come out of Europe.
Yeah, he's going to ride in on a white horse like Superman.
He will come with answers to the world economic problems, and he will have a plan to try to bring peace among nations. And, so Jesus has told us this ahead of time, and we know that from the prophecy. Also, interesting that Israel is going to be left standing alone with no allies. The United States has been the ally of Israel for a while, so we knew.
Yeah.
And it makes you sad that it's going to have to change.
Yeah.
So when this leader comes out of Europe and he brings this stability, the Jews are going to think the Messiah has come. They're going to think this is their Messiah, because they were expecting to have a Messiah that came to take care of political things. And that's why a lot of them were blind to recognize Christ when he came.
Yes, and Jesus ended up saying, my kingdom's not of this world.
Right.
The way this is set up here.
But they weren't expecting a suffering Messiah to take away our sins.
Right.
They were expecting a leader, like a military leader.
Yes.
So okay, Daniel...
Let me just fill in a little bit more about this coming world leader. He will be charismatic. He will have all the answers, socially, politically, and economically. Every way, it'll look like, oh my goodness, this is the guy that's going to pull the world out of chaos.
And one of the things he's going to do is have a world religion.
Yes.
So there's going to be this worldwide religion. And in order to buy or sell, you're going to be assigned an identification that is just yours, and you cannot buy or sell without it. And, you know, back again in high school, we thought, oh, yeah, right. How could that ever happen?
Exactly.
That with technology now, you know, even our dogs get implants, chips. Yeah. So very, very probable that not too long from now, everybody could have like a social security number, but it would be actually on them, and it would include all their information, banking, everything, health, whatever.
So the things that were spoken about are really coming into focus and clarity. We can
and
see
real possibilities.
Yeah.
Where before we guessed.
And so it's even easy to see how a lot of folks are going to say, oh, these are good ideas.
Right. Right. So in Daniel's prophecy, it was told that in the middle of this 7-year period, 3.5 years into it, this great leader that everybody loves, he's going to turn on the Jews.
Meanwhile, he has, at the start here, he signs a 7-year contract with the Jews, which allows them a peace treaty, and it allows them to rebuild their temple.
Right. Right. Yeah. Which is very, very important.
Right.
So halfway through that, he breaks that and he does the unthinkable. He goes into the temple and he demands that they worship him as their God. So their eyes open and they realize this guy's a false prophet.
Right.
And they run for their lives.
Because Jesus told them, when you see this happen, head for the hills.
Right. But many of them recognize now that Christ was the Messiah and find him during this time. And the Lord's always reaching out for people to repent to him. And when these hard things are happening, some will and some still won't. But in Revelation 14:6, New Living, it says, and I saw another angel flying through the sky, carrying the eternal good news to proclaim to the people who belong to this world, to every nation, tribe, language, and people.
Goodness.
So the angels are very, very involved in all this, spreading the gospel. And if you want more details, read Revelation. And at the end of the 7 years, the Lord is going to come back, bring deliverance for his people, and judgment for the world, for those who refuse to give themselves to him. And it says the whole world will be watching. So even though we're rapidly moving towards this time that's going to happen and this big gap, don't be afraid. And we're going to find out with our next series where our hope is.
I chuckled because you're like,
I'm trying.
All this stuff happening, don't be afraid.
Because we're going to talk about next time about how we can have hope.
But that is the truth.
Yes.
Don't be afraid. In fact, Jesus said, you know, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And he goes on to give a promise of him coming for us.
And that he's overcome the world.
That's right. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you so much for today. And thank you for allowing us to have this devotional time regarding angels and end times. So I ask that you would bless my brothers and sisters, all who are listening, encourage their hearts to trust in you. You're the only hope, Lord. Bless them, Lord. We love you, Father, because you first loved us. We pray this in Jesus' wonderful name. And everybody says,
amen.
Amen. God bless you.